Hello, my name is Edgar King, and I am the lead pastor of Trinity Vineyard Church in Nakuru. I am so grateful that you are tuning into our podcast today. Head over to our Facebook page and see some of the information that you may need if you're in Nakuru and you'd like to join us. Nonetheless, we will still be online for those who are unable to join us in person. Thank you very much. I hope this installation of talks today will be a blessing to you. Why don't I pray, and then we'll get into today's stuff. Lord, come. Thank you for your presence. Thank you that you're here. Thank you that you're with us. Thank you that you love us the same. Thank you that you meet us here again. So Lord, move in our hearts. Lord, move in stone-cold hearts and just make them receptive to you. Move in hearts that are broken and just make them alive again. Put them together. Move in hearts that are burning for you and so that they move us into action. Come and speak to us. Amen. So, we have been on this series we labeled Where is Jesus? And the idea was that as we kickstart this year, because every beginning, people want to find life. People make changes so they can be more alive in a new season. And so people start going to the gym, they start eating better, at least until February. You know, people make changes because they want a better life than they had in the last season. And guess what? Jesus is life itself. Jesus says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And not just life, but life in its fullness. So it's not just a Sunday thing. It's life that impacts our health. It's life that impacts our relationships with friends and family and the world and even the environment. It's life in all its fullness. And so probably if we could see where Jesus went, we could see the places where we would also go to find life. Probably if we could see where Jesus went, we could see also where we are invited to go as believers. Because there we will find life. And if we are Jesus in our cities, there we will give life. And so to complete this series, I want to introduce a practice that we will probably do a lot this year. And because I think this can be very helpful for our spiritual formation. See, the thing about everything God gives us an opportunity to do is so that Jesus is formed in us. The important question at the end of the day to ask ourselves is, how am I becoming more and more like Jesus every day? Am I becoming more like Jesus? The reason God has provided that you work in the place you work at is so that you are formed to be like him and bless the world. The reason you're sitting here today is so that you are formed to be more like him and bless the world. So I want to introduce this practice that I hope will be very important in our spiritual formation. And that is around meditating on scripture. See, if we're thinking about where Jesus went and how Jesus lived his life, we have to be aware that Jesus was constantly in scripture. Jesus constantly quoted from the Psalms and other scriptures of the Old Testament. He was constantly in scripture. Scripture formed the worldview of Jesus. How Jesus viewed money, how Jesus viewed relationships, how Jesus viewed the world was formed by scripture. And if we're going to be more like Jesus, we have to also allow scripture to form our worldview. And sadly, nowadays people don't spend so much time in God's word. And I think, you know, two things, and I'm sure there are many other things, but one is just the world is ordered very weirdly. We wake up and run to work. It's all about money. The way the economy is wired, it's just there's pressure, economical pressure, there's social pressure, because you wake up and you got to be on Facebook because when you slept at 1:55, there was a notification. There's all this pressure. And sadly, we have less time to spend on God's word. And you know what that means? Other things are shaping our worldview. The news broadcasters we listen to are shaping our worldview. The musicians we listen to are shaping our worldview. All these things are not neutral. And sadly, if we're not spending time in God's Word, that's what's shaping our worldview. And I think the other reason people don't spend so much time in Scripture is just lack of skill. As we engage in ancient Scripture, sometimes we feel just, you know, out of our league. Like, what do we do with poetry that was written thousands of years ago? And so sometimes people just pull back. But we cannot. We don't have that room for that, because if we're going to grow to be like Jesus, if we're going to have life, we have to allow Scripture to form us, our worldview. And the other thing is, you know, so people just resort to not reading the Bible. They fall into that habit. Or at least they decide that they will only hear Scripture when they come to church on Sunday morning and listen to the sermon. And that's not sufficient. Sunday morning cannot be the only place you get to hear God's Word. The primary function of the church, this one included, is to make disciples of Jesus, of all nations. Jesus said, teach these things and teach them to obey these things. That's the primary function. It's to know the things of Jesus and to obey them, you know. And that means teach them to study Scripture and train them in Scripture, and then also to obey these Scriptures. The Word of God is the primary way we learn about how Jesus lived his life. If we're going to be more like Jesus, we have no choice. That's where we learn how he lived his life, what he did, what he said. So we don't have a choice. The Scripture is also where we learn the biggest story that we are invited to. Jesus walked around saying, behold, the kingdom of God is at hand. What is that about? There's a bigger story going on. We get to know that story as we engage with the Word of God. Paul is an apostle. He started following Jesus after Jesus' death, and he was so impacted and filled with the Holy Spirit, and he became one of the greatest missionaries of the early church. And he wrote bits of what we call Scripture today. And he talks about the communion of all believers. We are stepping into a very big story. What's happening doesn't just involve the 100 and so of us sitting here. It involves all the churches that are surrounding us. It involves the community of Nakuru that's surrounding us. What's happening involves the generations of believers that came before us. What's happening involves the world. What's happening is going to continue long after we're gone. It's a big story. We're stepping into the communion of all believers. And one of the ways we do it is spending time in Scripture. And beyond all that, there's real power in God's Word. There's real power in God's Word. I could get inspiration for a talk, that's great, but nothing I say will ever measure up to the Word of God. No podcast you ever listened to could ever measure up to the Word of God. There's real power. You know, if you're looking for transformation, if you're looking for healing, if you're looking to be set free, if you're looking to be restored from a broken past, if you're looking to create, and I mean like all sense of creativity, music, art, well, music is art. If you're a farmer, all power is in God's Word. That's why it's so important. And so I just want to introduce us to this simple skill that will hopefully train each one of us. Because it's not for the people standing on stage. It's not for the people standing. It's for each one of us. Go make disciples of all nations and teach them what I've taught you, and teach them to obey these things and do these things. It's for all of us. So here is how we're going to do it. Instead of a talk today, so that was just like a preamble. Instead of a talk today, we will all listen to the Holy Spirit together. What's God saying to you? Now, that is often scary for some people, because sometimes believers don't realize that they have the gift of the Holy Spirit. When you said yes to Jesus, he gave you the gift the Father promised. That's the Holy Spirit. That's how he is with us now. We can sing that he's always with us because he gave the gift of the Holy Spirit. And he's always talking to us. He's always guiding us. He's always comforting us. And so how do we do that? How do we listen to the Holy Spirit? Just pay attention to everything that will be going on around you and inside you. There might be images that will come to your attention. There might be words that will come to your attention. There might be memories that will come to your attention. There could be a very clear voice that will come to your mind. These could be the Holy Spirit speaking to us. He speaks to all of us. I'm inviting you to just be bold enough and trust and dare. So you know what? Today you can take out your notebooks. You know, I know that sometimes there isn't anything to note down when I'm speaking. But today, if you're always carrying a notebook and you're wondering, when can I write something? This is a good day to do that. Take out your notebook, or if you take notes on your phone, take it out. And today I actually invite you, if you're in this room, to actually join the stream so that we will write some of these things on the streams to communion of all believers, to also engage with people at home and wherever they're watching from, and to also encourage them. So just remember that the Spirit of God will always bring honor to Jesus. So if something comes to your mind, your heart, an emotion that doesn't honor Jesus, that's probably not the Spirit of God. Just remember that the Spirit of God will always reveal things that line up with Scripture, line up with God's Word. So if something comes to your mind like, you know, not buying me coffee this week, it's probably not from the Spirit of God. Okay, it's quite cold. The other thing, the Spirit of God will never make you feel unloved. Even when God is calling us out of sin, it is never in a way that makes us feel unloved. So if something happens inside you, something comes to your mind that makes you feel unloved, that is not the Spirit of God. Okay? But pay attention to everything. Because everything that comes, we will take captive and present it to the Lord. Everything that comes. So don't be afraid to be, quote unquote, distracted. If something comes to your mind during this exercise, just pay attention to it. Capture it and present it to the Lord. And so here's how we're going to do it. This is a very ancient practice. The church has been doing it for a long time. I will read over you a portion of Scripture 5 times. I'm not going to try and tell you what this says, because I really trust that the Holy Spirit is speaking. So I'll read a portion of Scripture over you 5 times. The first time, I just want you to listen. Just hear my words, hear my voice speaking God's word over you. And then we'll pause in God's presence. The second time, I want you to pay attention to pictures, images, phrases, words from what I've read that caught your attention. What did I read that caught your attention, or as some people say, jumped out at you? It could be just one word. It could be a phrase. It could be a picture that the scripture drew. Whatever caught your attention, I want you to pay attention to it. Then write it on your journal. Write it wherever you're taking notes today. And if it's not too personal, go on the live stream and share with us. Okay? Go on, and if you're at home, share with us on the live stream. You know, that way it's communion of all believers. And don't be shy. God is speaking to us. Then I will read a 3rd time, and this time I want you to prayerfully ask, God, what are you saying to me from the things that have caught my attention? Not what are you saying to my children? It's sometimes so easy to go, my wife needs to hear this. No, not today. It's what are you saying, God, what are you saying to me primarily? It's okay if he's saying something to someone else, but I want you to first and foremost start with yourself. God, what are you saying to me? Why have these words, pictures, phrases caught my attention today? And I want you to write that down. And if it's not too personal, write it on the live stream too. If it's for the church, write it on the live stream too. It could be an encouragement. It could be comfort. It could be a promise. It could be being called out of sin. It could be a reminder. Whatever it is, pay attention to it. Then I will read a fourth time. And this time I want you to prayerfully, together with the Holy Spirit, determine what your response should be. Because God's word was meant to be heard and done. We're called to be hearers and doers of God's word. So let's not stop at, I have heard it. What response is it calling out of you? Is it reconciliation? Is it, you know, is it gratitude? Is it praise? Is it reaching out to someone you offended or someone who offended you? Is it sharing it with someone? Is it repentance? Is it behavioral change? Just respond to God's word. Or it could also be, God, I am not ready for what you're calling me for. Just be present. Then I will read a fifth time, and this time I will just pray that the Holy Spirit settles His word in us. Because only God can do that. That even through this week, the Spirit of God will remind you of what He said to you. After this, I will call the band back on stage and I will ask some questions to reflect on. Then we'll share in communion. Is that good? Can we try this? Okay. This is Psalm 100. So Holy Spirit, come. Come, open our hearts to your word. Lord, let us trust you. I speak away all distractions so that the things that come to our minds are the things that you are bringing to our minds today. So Psalm of praise. Lift up a great shout of joy to the Lord. Go ahead and do it. Everyone, everywhere. As you serve Him, be glad and worship Him. Sing your way into His presence with joy and realize what this really means. We have the privilege of worshiping the Lord our God. For He is our Creator and we belong to Him. We are the people of His pleasure. You can pass through His open gates with a password of praise. Come right into His presence with thanksgiving. Come, bring your thank offering to Him and affectionately bless His name. For the Lord is always good and ready to receive you. He is so loving that it will amaze you. So kind that it will astound you. And He is famous for His faithfulness towards all. Everyone knows that our God can be trusted, for He keeps His promises to every generation. So this is a psalm that would have been sung by the nation of Israel during the times of thanksgiving offerings. They would make sacrifices to say thank you to God. So that's the context of the psalm we listened to. I will read over you a second time. This time pay attention to the phrases, the words, the pictures, anything that comes to your mind from God's word. Just pay attention to it and write it down. Lift up a great shout of joy to the Lord. Go ahead and do it. Everyone, everywhere. As you serve Him, be glad and worship Him. Sing your way into His presence with joy and realize what this really means. We have the privilege of worshiping the Lord our God. For He is our Creator and we belong to Him. We are the people of His pleasure. You can pass through His open gates with a password of praise. Come right into His presence with thanksgiving. Come bring your thank offering to Him and affectionately bless His beautiful name. For the Lord is always good and ready to receive you. He's so loving that it will amaze you. So kind that it will astound you. And He is famous for His faithfulness towards all. Everyone knows that our God can be trusted, for He keeps His promises to every generation. Let's pause in the presence of God. Beautiful reminder that we give God pleasure. He finds pleasure in us. What a beautiful reminder that we're welcome in, all of us, each one of us, we're welcome in. You are welcome in. Actually, He's waiting to receive you. What a beautiful reminder that God's love and kindness is more than we could imagine. God, what caught your attention? What words, what phrases, what pictures, what's catching your attention? I'll read a third time. This time I want you to just prayerfully ask Jesus, why these things caught your attention? What is it? What is it He's saying to you today? Why was it that word? Psalm 100. Lift up a great shout of joy to the Lord. Go ahead and do it. Everyone, everywhere. As you serve Him, be glad and worship Him. Sing your way into His presence with joy. And realize what this really means. We have the privilege of worshiping the Lord our God. For He is our Creator and we belong to Him. We are the people of His pleasure. You can pass right through His open gates with a password of praise. Come right into His presence with thanksgiving. Come, bring your thank offering to Him and affectionately bless His beautiful name. For the Lord is always good and ready to receive you. He is so loving that it will amaze you. He is so kind that it will astound you. And He is famous for His faithfulness towards all. Everyone knows that our God can be trusted, for He keeps His promises to every generation. Why is that phrase, that picture, that word catching your attention? What is God saying to you? God knows you. He hears you. He knows where you're coming from. He knows what's going on more intimately than anyone else. He knows your hopes, your dreams, your disappointments. So why is it that that word or that phrase or that image caught your attention? I'll read a fourth time, and this time let's just ask God, what is my response supposed to be to what you are showing me? And I want you to write down what your response will be. Even in the next week, how are you going to respond to this? Lift up a great shout of joy to the Lord. Go ahead and do it, everyone, everywhere. And as you serve Him, be glad and worship Him. Sing your way into His presence with joy. And realize what this really means. We have the privilege of worshiping the Lord our God. For He's our Creator and we belong to Him. We are the people of His pleasure. You can pass through His open gates with a password of praise. Come right into His presence with thanksgiving. Come bring your thank offering to Him and affectionately bless His beautiful name. For the Lord is always good and ready to receive you. He's so loving that it'll amaze you. He's so kind that it'll astound you. He is famous for His faithfulness toward all. Everyone knows that our God can be trusted. For He keeps His promises to every generation. So I want to invite the band to come back on stage. What response is God asking from you? It could be very simple. But it takes that simple step of faith to say, yes, Lord. So before I read a fifth time, I want to ask you these questions and you can write down some of the things that come to your mind. What does what we've just read tell you about God? What does what we've just read tell you about you? What does what we've just read tell you about other people? Your spouse, your children, your coworkers, your employees, your boss. So I'll read a fifth time, and as we spend a bit of time in worship, I just want you to let God settle those words in you. Then I'll come right back and lead us in communion. Psalm 100. Lift up a great shout of joy to the Lord. Go ahead and do it. Everyone, everywhere. As you serve Him, be glad and worship Him. sing your way into His presence with joy. And realize what this really means. We have the privilege of worshiping the Lord our God. For He's our Creator and we belong to Him. We are the people of His pleasure. You can pass through His open gates with a password of praise. Come right into His presence, right into His presence with thanksgiving. Come, bring your thank offering to Him and affectionately bless His beautiful name. The Lord is always good and ready to receive you. He is so loving, it will amaze you. So kind, it will astound you. And He is famous for His faithfulness toward all. Everyone knows that our God can be trusted, for He keeps His promise to every generation.